Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown to Rushville. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine, with care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Rush County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Okay, so Walmart joining the ranks of retailers that are rethinking self-checkout. How do you feel about the grocery store and the self-checkout?
I love the self-checkout. Why? Because I usually get between 10 and 15 things max.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to scan.
Yeah.
I know how to make change.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to use a credit card if I use that. The only thing I would need a person for is if there is some sort of issue with the barcode scanning the thing, or if I'm purchasing alcohol. And that would take up far less of someone's time to either fix that issue or put my ID in than for them to scan the whole thing. I think the whole grocery store should be you scan.
Okay, well, there's a lot that are rolling it back.
Good.
Dollar General is reducing their self-checkout. You've also got Target. They've announced that they're going back to the 10 items or less for the self-checkout. You can't just do all of your shopping and go to the self-checkout.
Yeah.
And they're saying a lot of this has to do with shrinkage, because that's the place where people are stealing from the grocery stores at the self-checkout.
At the self-checkout.
Mm-hmm.
So literally because of, for loss prevention purposes, people are so thieve-minded now that it's cheaper for them to pay somebody to run the cash register.
Yep. And they also say that a lot of people have this love-hate with the technology, and people think it's a deterioration of the service offered at the grocery store.
What?
And they need to have that conversation with the checkout person.
What? Who's having a conversation with the checkout person? Hey, Earl, is that what your name tag says? Or like, who knows? There was a time, okay, here's an example. There was a time when I was a kid growing up, there was a great community grocery store in Brownsburg, Jesse's Market, okay? And a lot of people went to Jesse's Market to do their grocery shopping. You probably knew Fran or Nancy or whoever was running the cash register at the Jesse's. Same thing. Marsh was small in the small when that was a small town, and there was a local Marsh, and it was largely, I remember for years and years, a lot of the same ladies working the cash register. You probably knew those people. Who in the hell knows anybody in these thriving suburban communities? You're right. I mean, like,
yeah.
I only shop there because of Ted. Ted is really the reason. Ted running the register number 7. That's really the only reason. No, what?
Yep.
Conversation with the Who is having a conversation with the people scanning their groceries
Apparently,
anymore?
That's a sign of service. And they're saying that the self-checkout became very popular during the pandemic so that people could keep their distance, but and also to help with labor shortages. But now they're staffing up more, and people want to have that one-on-one service.
No, they don't.
With the
Kevin,
cashier.
I do self-checkout because I don't want to do small
exactly.
talk.
Exactly. Yeah,
I want to skip that. I just want to get my stuff and get out.
Nobody wants to have a conversation with the person they're checking out their groceries with. You know what I do miss, Casey? I miss the days when you would be in the checkout line and somebody would write a personal check.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? When people
yeah.
used to pay for their groceries with a personal check? Obviously, that never happens anywhere, I would assume, because it's just too much effort and people bounce checks or whatever. But I do miss that. I also miss, Casey, and this is really going to date me, when you could pump your gas and then walk in and pay for your gas in cash after you'd pumped your gas.
Yes.
I actually remember the
Now you got a guess.
I remember the very last time, Casey, I ever was able to do that, and it was some little bitty dinky gas station coming back from northern Hamilton County. And I remember the very last time that ever happened, that's how influential that was in my life. And I so miss, if there was a gas station that would still allow me to pump my gas and then walk in and pay them money, I would pay more for the gas if I could do that, because that was, it just sucks that everyone's a thief now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ruining everything for us, Casey. I can't have the U scan. I can't pay for my gas after I pump it. Everything that is good and decent to me is going away because of thievery.
You're not trustworthy. That's what they're saying. It's a free-for-all at the self-checkout. Costco, back in November, added a bunch of self-checkout.
Yeah.
And now they're taking them away.
Oh, damn.
Because they said that non-members were sneaking in or using other people's membership cards.
Why? Okay,
without paying for the membership membership fee.
So you said this about the Costco. So when you go into the Costco, you have to show the membership card.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah.
No big deal. But then you said, and somebody did this the last time we were in there, they asked us to show it again when we got to the
register.
When
you go to the checkout, yeah.
Well, what does that say about the people you got man in the front?
You don't trust them either.
And you're that worried?
Yeah.
I mean, what, aren't you making money off stuff people buy anyway? I mean, if people are going to put that much effort into sneaking into the Costco, wouldn't you just give them a freebie?
Yeah. Well, now they're not even going to do that.
I mean, they're treating it like Fort Knox, Casey.
That membership is quite the membership.
It's what, 60 bucks? It's $60 per year. If somebody's going to go yeah. that effort to avoid the $60 fee, you're making money on the groceries anyway. Just let them have it.
Safeway. There's no Safeways around here, is there?
Is that a convenience store?
Yeah, that's mostly a West Coast thing. They got rid of their self-checkout completely.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, so this is a trend. Get ready to talk to your cashier.
Oh, no.
It's coming, Kevin.
Oh, no.